The first time I interviewed Barry Lopez, he was just home from traversing back roads in the middle of this country and writing about it. We talked about space and silence and majesty. Now, Lopez says he sees a threat to some of these experiences ahead.
This is the most dangerous moment in my lifetime that I'm aware of. This is way bigger than 9/11.
Writer Barry Lopez is referring to possible effects of the Trump presidency on U.S. international relations, on the economy, society, and especially the environment. Lopez has spent decades communing with places and with people of the land, winning awards, including the National Book Award for his work. His stories deepen the bond between people and land. It's about a kindred relationship he says he doesn't see in the new administration. They must, as we do, enjoy the great outdoors. They treasure the natural world.
Well, what they treasure is scenery. They don't treasure the complexity of an ecosystem or see how they are not separate from it, but implicated in its functioning. These are people with the wherewithal to go wherever they want and enjoy the scenery, which incidentally means a lack of the presence of working class people.
As fellow signatories to international climate change agreements look on, the White House has issued the America First Energy Plan. It calls the Climate Change Action Plan and the Waters of the U.S. rule harmful and unnecessary policies. Once eliminated, U.S. wages will increase by $30 billion in 7 years, according to the White House.
He's a businessman. He wants to make everything easier for people whose goal in life is to make money.
New rules are being clarified regarding what Environmental Protection Agency scientists may say about their research. And recently, a freeze on billions of dollars of EPA grants was rescinded.
I was so uplifted by the presentations and the presence of these women at Lihue on January 21st. It lifted my heart. And the question for me became, so where does this lead? We know that if you are opposed to what Washington seems to stand for, you've got to find an alternative and some way of enforcing it. I'm appalled, frankly, that the Democratic Party has been dead silent while this steamroller has gone through Washington.
This month, as part of a larger Republican plan to move federal lands to state or local control, Congress made it easier to sell federal lands, including national forests and federal wildlife refuges.
One thing I would recommend is come from somewhere and grow to an understanding of what it is and hone your conversation with it. And when the time comes, speak in its defense.
Writer Barry Lopez with Noe Tanigawa. HBR News.